Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. This episode is brought to you by the Wedding Planning Blueprint Course, the new way to plan your wedding. I've been a professional wedding planner for almost 20 years now, and though nothing can beat the excitement of a wedding day, my favorite moments are sharing the real wedding planning experiences and tips that no one else is talking about. I designed this course to help take you from feeling lost and overwhelmed to educated and in control of your wedding plans. The course includes 24 lessons that are structured to help you first create your wedding planning foundation and then build upon it in an intentional way so that you don't make one of the most common and expensive mistakes, planning your wedding backwards. The newest feature in the course, Wedding Chat GPT, allows you to ask your wedding planning questions and get professional answers 24/7. The answers are pulled from the course content, which makes the responses reliable and actionable. This will be a true game changer, saving you time and money while you plan your big day. To see a full list of what's included in the course, head to planningcollective.com/WPB course. Working with a wedding planner would literally cost you thousands, but now you can have the expert advice and tips for under $150. And while the course is a steal, I do recognize that that's still an investment. Make sure you grab our free download, Expensive Wedding Planning Mistakes, and I can promise that that alone will save you the cost of the course. You can find our free guides at planningcollective.com, and I look forward to helping you plan your wedding. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to a new episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. The new year has brought on a lot of action in wedding planning forums and Facebook groups, and I thought it would be the perfect opportunity to answer some questions that I see pop up regularly. Before we get started, though, I wanted to let you know that the all-new Wedding Planning Blueprint course is officially here. It's designed to help guide couples through the overwhelming process of planning a wedding, and I'll walk you through the actionable steps that you need to take to go from feeling lost and alone to confident and excited about the planning again. If you'd like more information on how the course can help you, please visit planningcollective.com/WPB course. Okay, let's move on to the questions that I'm seeing asked over and over again in some version or another. The first question I see is, how do we pick our wedding date? In order to do this, you need to first determine the time of year or season that you want to get married. Think about your work schedules, especially if you have a busy season at work, and ask family or friends about any other potential conflicts like weddings, graduations, or other celebrations. Next, check in with your church, temple, or other religious institution if that's a priority for where your ceremony will be held. If you're not particular on where the ceremony will be, this is a time to start looking at potential venues for ceremony and reception locations. When you're looking into venues, you'll need to consider the day of the week you'd like the wedding to be held. Saturdays are considered the prime day of the week for a wedding, with Fridays and Sundays as the runners-up. If you're open to a Friday or a Sunday, or even a weekday, you'll likely be able to snag some great deals from not just the venue, but potentially other vendors. And finally, you may just need to make a decision. For some couples, certain dates might call out to them, and for others, you'll just need to pick out of the options that work best for you. Yes, it will be your anniversary day for years to come, and for some, that might feel like it's putting a lot of pressure on you to get it right. But keep in mind that the date will become special to you because it is your anniversary, and sometimes it just comes down to picking from a few perfectly fine options. The second question is about your stationary timeline, and more specifically, I see asked all the time, when do we send out our save the dates? The quick answer to this is 6 to 9 months before the wedding, but I go into a much more detail about your stationary timeline, including save the dates, invitations, and RSVPs in episode 10 of this podcast. So make sure you check that out for more specifics. I've also linked a graphic in the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group that will help you determine when to send out your save the dates and invitations. So please make sure to head over there and check that out. Again, that's the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group, and I will link this in the show notes here. The third question is about hotel blocks. Mostly, do you need a hotel block? Now, I'm planning on covering hotel blocks in more detail on an upcoming episode, but I wanted to talk a little bit about who would benefit from a hotel block and when you don't need to worry about them. First, let's touch on what a hotel block is. The general answer is that it's when a hotel will hold a certain number of rooms at an agreed-upon rate for you and your wedding guests. I'll address the different types of blocks, how you create them, and all of the details that go into the contract on that future episode, but they're most beneficial for couples that have many guests traveling from out of town or out of state for the wedding. With a hotel block, you can encourage everyone to stay in the same hotel, which will make it much easier if you need to arrange for transportation for the guests. Having a hotel block can also serve as a central hub for the other weekend events like the rehearsal dinner and a post-wedding brunch if you're planning on doing that. Now, if most of your guests are local to the wedding and won't be staying in a hotel, you may not need to worry about having an actual block. You can make your individual reservations if you need a hotel room, as well as your wedding party, but we're also seeing that a lot of people are opting for Airbnbs as opposed to a hotel, depending on where your wedding will be. And number four, what should our wedding hashtag be? Now, believe it or not, this one can be a little controversial. I think it's because the request for specific hashtag recommendations for individual couples can tend to take over the feeds of these wedding forums, which can be annoying for those that are kind of indifferent to the whole hashtag conversation, but it can also be a lot of fun if you're planning on using a hashtag. Having a custom hashtag is certainly not necessary, but if you and your friends are big on social media, encouraging everyone to post with the same hashtag will allow you to easily find the pictures from the big day, as well as the events leading up to it. So how do you come up with a hashtag? First, seems easy, you start with your first and your last names. Again, it might seem basic, but some couples really have the perfect names to create a cute hashtag. If you're a fan of a good pun, this is the perfect time to show off your skills. Try to think of wedding-related words that rhyme with your first or last names and see what you can come up with. When in doubt, you can keep it on the simple side by just using your names with a date to make sure that it is a unique hashtag for the two of you. If the hashtag is on the longer side or maybe a bit confusing to the eye, you can capitalize the first letter of each word to help the eyes read it easier. And a final piece of advice about hashtags, make sure that it hasn't been commonly used before or that there definitely wasn't a potential alternate use for the hashtag. We've all seen some hashtag fails and you don't want to become one of them. You can also look to services like the Wedding Hashers to get some inspiration for your own hashtag. And the last question we'll cover today is where is the best place to host your website or to get your checklist app for your planning? Well, there are many planning sites out there, including the planning tips we host at planningcollective.com. There are a few that are more inclusive than others. My favorite to recommend is Zola, as I feel like it has the best integrations for your website, so you can easily pull in your registry items, honeymoon funds, and many other components to your wedding website. You can also accept RSVPs via the site, and they have a pretty comprehensive checklist app to help you keep track of your planning tasks. WeddingWire and The Knot also are great platforms, but Zola continues to be my number one. Now, why am I recommending other sites for these things when I just told you I have my own wedding planning resources? While their websites and checklists are very important components to planning your wedding, they lack the actual advice that you simply can't get from a free site. And this is where our Wedding Planning Blueprint course comes in, as it dives into the information that I know you need to know about checking off those wedding planning tasks, not just a list of what you need to get done. Again, you can find more information on the course at planningcollective.com/WPB course. And there you have it, answers to the top five wedding planning questions I see posted in forums. Do you have other questions that you'd like to have answered? Head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and ask them there. I'll either address them individually in the group, or maybe they'll become part of a future podcast episode. And if you found this episode helpful, please take a quick second to rate and review on the platform you listen on. It would mean the world to me, and it will help other couples find the wedding planning tips they need. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.